It's a doctor's decision. It just didn't feel that they'd be ready to play by Sunday. You know how close. I mean, it's. I don't really have a measuring stick for you. So they'll be evaluated again on Monday, and we'll see where they stand next Wednesday.
Were they tested out at all this morning?
Just the normal rehab process. It was more of an evaluation by Dr. McKenzie.
Who wears the headset then?
Well, that's top secret stuff. I don't know if I can give that out right now. No, actually, I mean, we got two different scenarios. We're going to talk about it in our game management. So DJ will wear DJ Smith, and then potentially Charles or Morgan. So we'll make a final decision. We had all three of those guys work with it this week.
Is that hard to deal with your player? Is that a big?
It's different. I mean, it's really different if you've never done it. I mean, to have, you know, a voice in your helmet, and B, the volume of it. It's a lot louder than I think people realize, especially if you're going on the road. So it's definitely different if you've never done it. So
would that be asking a lot of a rookie to do that, to have that responsibility?
I don't think so. He's prepared. You know, he played very well in Detroit, and I think he has very good communication skills, and I think it'll be seamless. It'll be much better than it was last week. So,
did Corliss get hurt yesterday?
He just, he strained his groin. We were frankly just being safe with him. I expect Andrew to play in the game.
Happened yesterday, though?
Just kind of a little more than normal.
Any reaction when you see an opposing defensive coordinator say that, you know, your quarterback's going to pay the price if he scrambles?
Well, hey, he's obviously trying to get something done with his football team. We'll focus on our team. We'll see what happens Sunday.
Mike, you go with Evan at right guard?
Yes, we work both scenarios, so both Evan and Derek are ready to go.